The postponement of the California recall election, plus votes on matters like school and road funding, creates a situation full of exquisite ironies.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
How does one explain to a dubious world that this most technologically advanced nation can organize an election system for Afghanistan and Iraq, but not for itself? How does one explain that the richest nation in the world cannot ensure that precincts in underprivileged areas have the same ability as those in affluent suburbs to have their ballots counted? How does one explain that the people's will expressed directly in ballot initiatives can still not prevail if the courts rule otherwise? And what is the likelihood that the Supreme Court, which effectively chose a president of the United States in the year 2000, will now effectively decide who is to be the governor of California for the next 6 months? Who came out ahead in today's order of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco? By all indications, Governor Davis, who believes that time is on his side as he rallies senior Democrats to his side. Former President Bill Clinton, traveling with a Secret Service convoy that denotes presidential charisma, has been getting some residents telling cheering crowds that they should not let their state become a laughingstock. But it already is. Today's court injunction sends the opinion pollsters back to the drawing board. The latest Los Angeles Times poll last Friday showed 50% ready to vote for the governor's recall, 47% against. To succeed him, a plurality of 30% favored Lieutenant Governor Bustamante, 25% favored Schwarzenegger, and 18% were for conservative state Senator Tom McClintock. With the probable postponement of the election, those margins are bound to change. What will not change is the image of disarray that America presents to the world. This is Daniel Shore.